Okay, so anyhow, I'm trying to tick things up a little bit. I went out with my YouTuber buddy this week, and we had a great time getting together doing YouTube filming stuff. So Lahi lands his 720, which was just amazing. It's like a propeller. He lands his 720 jump. You jump him in the board, and the board flips around you like upside down helicopter for, you know, two full times. That's 720 degrees for those of you in Reed Rapids. And he lands it. He does it on one board. The board's old. We go on a small road trip, get him a new deck. It's shaped differently, which is a problem. Okay. He takes this new deck, 15 minutes of skating around in the park. Now rests in between, so it's 15 minutes spread out. But 15 minutes of being on the board, he does it again. Now, this is a record in Taiwan. No one has done no one has taken a video and documented someone doing a 720 on a skateboard in Taiwan before. And Lahi did it twice. The second one on a new board, twice in the same week, within 5 days, I even think. Second one on a new board, within the first 15 minutes of a board time. And he didn't like the board. It's uncomfortable or something. I don't know. Okay. So through all this time period, I'm also doing YouTube stuff with my YouTube buddy. And I had an absolute blast. He says, just make sport videos. Like there were two filmers. One was the vlog filmer who follows him around like a reality TV cameraman. The other one's the sports filmer who's like, okay, you're going to watch me go over the ramp and jump in. And then the other guy's going to get the camera at the cool angle so you get a good view of the action sports. Well, that's me with the camera at the good angle. So because apparently I'm good at it. So he's like, Jesse, just do what you, go be a sports photographer. Go do it. Just do it. I might ask you for some stuff, but just go where you want. So it was really, really, we had a really funny thing. I'm around scooping my camera along the ground, making cool effects and flying around. It looks ridiculous, but on camera, it looks awesome. So he's gets done jabbering away at the camera, pretending like he's talking to someone, which he's talking to 10,000 people, actually. But so I come along from, 20,000. So I come along from behind him and he's walking off scene and I follow him off, you know, out of camera. He turns around and screams at, this is my buddy. He's not really angry. He's like, what are you doing? I said, you told me to do whatever. So I'm following you. He goes, but I wanted to just walk away all by myself. I said, well, you didn't tell me that. And so it was kind of an upset, but outright hilarious moment for both of us. And so I just said, fine, okay, I'll leave and go away. And so he goes back and does it again. And it was utterly hilarious. It had to be. So we're just full of moments like this. So then at the end of the day, this famous grand champion YouTuber guy is next to Lahi, who's about to land his 720, and they're lining up on top of the board, on skateboard ramps, and they're sitting there, and I'm running up taking a video of the two guys being together because this is kind of a moment, and because I'm a filmer, that's what I do, and I'm all zoomed in, and this little girl who's also a YouTuber. Okay, her dad goes around and does it. So they've got their own YouTube. You got three YouTube celebrities. One of the little girl doesn't even know what a celebrity is. They're both, you know, my YouTuber buddy's smiling for the camera. He's posing and holding up his hands in some gang symbol. I think it's a peace sign or something. And you know, he's like, hey. And the girl jumps up and whacks him on the head while he's trying to pose for the camera. And it was hilarious. And so I got that. So Lahi goes, does his 720 in the video I released. Lahi goes and does his 720. And then at the end of that, I add the clip with Lahi standing next to our YouTuber buddy and the little girl whacking him on the head. And that was the end. And it was that was the quick little fast release. So here's what happens. The famous skaters whose namesake skateboard he was on like this video, or like this, they go out and like this, they go out and decide to like this video that I did of him doing a second 720. Okay. Well, here's the problem. The skateboard company has a problem now because the first board he did a 720 on was a board designed for, with a special shape and named after, Boo Johnson. Okay. And okay. So he does his first 720 on this. Well, the second board he does is a Chaz. It's another skateboard that's a different shape. And so the word on the street is, you know, typically you don't change skateboards a whole lot. So these poor guys, which one of us does he like? So now it's created kind of it's all in good humor, and it's just the inside of a skateball, I suppose. We say baseball, but this is the inside skateboarding, as it were, to what's going on here. So this young kid who can't figure out which skateboard he wants to use is getting all this attention and discussion going on up at the top with the famous skateboard people because they don't know which skateboard he's going to use next and make it look like he's a lifelong fan of this guy or that guy or the other guy. It's like, well who are you a fan of, kid? You know? So it's, and why is that happening? Well, it's all happening because yours truly is a filmer. Now, this kid is just so awesome, you know, it's making wonderful problems for all of us. It's so now watch this. The whole internet's going to be discussing, well, was it this famous skateboarder or that famous skateboarder that the kid's a fan of? Well, which this one or that one? And then their names are going to go all over the place and they're going to get lots of free advertising and both of them are going to sell a lot more skateboards. It's what we call a nice problem to have. That's kind of what's been going on. Well, anyhow, in the midst of all this, we want to make sure that this kid and that other kids and that all the other people growing up and the people who are grown up and still need to grow up more or haven't grown up very much and should be grown up, we want people to deal with their problems. You know, I've dealt with my own self-hatred issues through what? Through skateboarding. Skateboarding changed my life. And that's what DGK founder Stevie Williams was all about. Like, he really believes that skateboarding is good and healthy for people. And there is utter truth to this. I myself have lived it. I'm not a great skateboarder, but skateboarding changed my life. And it was these friends that I have who have also changed my life through skateboarding. So, I'm tired because I've been patiently dealing with big babies all day long. The thing is, I don't want people to be raised by wolves anymore. I want not just the good times. Of course, they're awesome. I want the good results, which specifically is a happy life for people. And irresponsible parenting is unacceptable. Children need tough love rules and restrictions, and they need careful coaching. They need things explained to them. And these must be in order. There are lots of other things, but these two are several full-time jobs in and of themselves. And if you get these two down, a lot of the other stuff will be easier to see. So I can't speak as a parent. I can speak as someone who's cleaning up the messes of bad parenting. I know that, and I'm having major results. I'm privileged. The people I'm working with call me to help solve their problems because I get how to work with people. So, you know, nobody knows everything. I have not been a 24/7 parent, but there are some things I do understand, and I'll be a parent when I figure out enough, I suppose. But I am dedicated to this, that we've got to stop messing up people's lives by raising them badly. I guess I could say that's what guides me. See you tomorrow.